Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you have your Bible, hold it up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Oh, you sound so good. Give God a praise for the Word, would you? Oh, give Him a praise for the Word. Amen, amen. You know, as your pastor who loves you, when you come to church, I want to add value to you. Can you feel that every Sunday? I want to add value. I want to solve problems for you. I want to make the difficult simple for you. I want you to leave, when every time you leave from here, I want you to say, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. That if you, every time you come, we're trying to, you know, Daniel taught about how Church on the Rock is a place you can grow. And we're all about growing here at Church on the Rock. We're not into games. We left those churches. We're at a church that is concerned about spiritual growth. Amen. And so I want to help you this month on a better life. I want a better life. You want a better life? You see, I'm thankful for what I have. I'm content, but yet I still have dreams and desires for more. And we should always be reaching for more. Not that we're ungrateful for where we're at. We're grateful, we're thankful, and we're content where we're at, but yet we're still to reach for more. The Bible says we're to go from glory to glory. That means from one level to the next level. The Bible says we're to go from faith to faith. That means from one level to the next level. So you and I, in 2025, we should be going to a new level. Amen. And so I want to talk to you about a better life. Well, how would you describe your life today? Would you say it's broken, Pastor, and I'm here for healing? Would you say, Pastor, that my life today is a busy life? I mean, I'm taking my kids to soccer practice, to school, to this, to that, to the other. Would you say to describe your life is chaotic? I'm working two jobs and side hustling just to barely make it. Would you say that your life is overwhelmed and stressed out? How would you describe your life? Well, over this month, the month of March, can you believe we're there already? I want to help you get a better life. A few years ago, Joyce Myers, anybody know who Joyce Myers is at church? In St. Louis, you should know who Joyce Myers is. We love Joyce and David. And a few years ago, Joyce came and spoke here on a Wednesday night. On a Wednesday night, she came here to Church on the Rock. We were so excited because she had been coming to Church on the Rock from the very beginning. When we were a church of 100, Joyce Myers was coming to our church to speak. So it was awesome when she got to come in this facility on a Wednesday night, and she got to minister. And I was so excited to see them again, her and David. And so in the prep room, the green room, I'm waiting for them. And they come in, and I say, hi, Joyce, hi. It's so good to see you. I just want to honor you, and I want to tell you that Church on the Rock is so happy that you're here tonight on a Wednesday night. We're so excited about you being here. I know you're so busy, Joyce. And immediately she looked at me and she said, David, I am not busy. Sounds like Joyce, doesn't it? She goes, David, I am not busy. She looked at me and she said, I am productive. I never forgot that. See, we don't want to make the excuse of being busy as productive. We don't want to burn out, right? And so this month is all about a fruitful life, a full life, a life of freedom, a better life. Does it sound okay to you? So let's just get right into it this morning, if we could. And let's just go to our text. It's John chapter 10, verse 10. And I'm going to ask you to take off your traditional hat. I'm going to ask you to take off your religious hat. I'm going to ask you to take off your hat of what other people have told you about the Bible. And let's just look at the Bible. Is that okay with everybody? Because what I'm teaching, you know, this month, it may aggravate some religious people or some traditional people. You know, tradition is good if it lines up with the Word. Jesus told them, he said, you make the Word of God of no power because of your traditions. Some people will hold on to tradition over a scripture. Don't look at them right now. They're not here. They're in another church far, far away. So can we just see what the Word says? That's a power phrase here. What does the Word say? I want to know, what does the Word say about the life that I'm supposed to live? So let's look at this, John 10:10. And you're looking for the word better, okay? All right, a better life. A thief is only there to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devil. I came, this is Jesus, so that you can have a real and eternal life. Look at this. Look at this, where I got my title. And a better life than they ever dreamed of. That's the kind of life, as your pastor who loves you, I want you to have. Daniel sang it a while ago. Better than we can ever dream. Did you see that scriptural? Did you see that God wants you to have a life better than you could ever dream? So why settle for less? Why settle for average? Church of the Rock is not an average church. Just look around. I mean, did you see all the announcements today? Black people, Asian people, Spanish people, old people, young children, white people. Did you see the diversity in our church? We are not an average church. We're leading the way in St. Louis. Some churches say they are, but they ain't. Excuse my English. Amen. So I want you to let the Word speak to you today. Don't be average, and don't settle for a comfortable life. He's not going to say, "Well done, thou comfortable servant," right? Because you never grow in comfort. You know, last night we're working out and we're doing the open for the CrossFit community, and you know what? It was mighty uncomfortable. I find out that you can't grow when you're comfortable. You can't grow in the comfort zone. So notice here, he says, a thief, that's the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So anything in my life that's stealing, killing, and robbing from me is not God. So I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to blame people. I know the source. I know who my enemy is. I know who my adversary is. It's the devil. A thief is only there to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came, Jesus, so that you could have real and eternal life. Eternal life. We'll talk more about that throughout the month. Eternal life. And look at this. More and better life. More and better life. Everybody say more and better life. Well, that's what we want at Church on the Rock for every one of you. More and better life than you could ever dream of. I just want to challenge you. Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming? Are you spending time to dream? Are you dreaming a God-sized dream? Are you dreaming the dreams that God has for you to dream? Are you living the dream? Oh, these are good questions. So look what it says in the Amplified. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. That would be the devil. That's not God. I came, Jesus, that you might have. Ooh, I like the way it says it. Have and enjoy life. So the abundant life that Jesus came to give us is a better life than you could ever dream of. So don't feel sorry for me for being a Christian, because I'm living the dream. Are you living the dream? Oh, come on, just fake it till you make it. Just say it with me. I'm living the dream. Oh, praise God. So look at the abundant life is described as a life greater, bigger, blesseder than you ever dreamed. Oh, I like that. One translation says a life to the full, a life that overflows. Oh, I want y'all to have a life that overflows, and not a life that just get by. Not a life that just gets by. Not a life that's struggling to make ends meet. I want you to have what Jesus wants you to have as an abundant life. And that's a life better than you could ever dream of. That's our whole month subject. And we got next week, we got Ryan Lee coming in to talk about, I said, Ryan, talk about imagination. I want our people to dream. I want them to dream big. I want them to dream God's dream for their life in 2025. I don't want them to shrink back. I don't want them to retreat. I don't want them to lessen. I don't want them to settle for less. I want them to have God's best. So the thief, that's the devil, comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might enjoy life. So the abundant life is a life greater than you've ever dreamed of. And also, it's a life that you're supposed to enjoy. You know, happy Christians are a good witness. Just turn and look at somebody right now. Would you just turn and look at somebody right now and see if they're happy? Happy Christians are a good witness. Those who've been baptized in lemon juice, sourpusses that go to that church far, far away, they're not a good witness, are they? Demas Shakarian, the man who was a dairy farmer, multimillionaire in California, who started the Full Gospel Men's Fellowship back in the 70s and the 80s, he wrote a book that said, the title was The Happiest People on Earth. The Happiest People on Earth. It was all about how Christians, we should be the happiest people on earth. We're not exempt from storms or problems or challenges, but we know who's with us in the storm, in the challenge, in the season. Come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap offering. So we're talking about a better life. And what would that be? We should define it first, because some people I found in the Christian walk don't want it. Can you believe that? I'm glad they don't go here. I'm glad there is a church on every corner for those kind of folk. Amen. Because I've been here 40 years, and Kim and I pastored two other churches, and I know some Christians that they get upset with this kind of a message. They don't want the abundant life, okay? But for me and my house and Church on the Rock is a church that we want what God wants for us. Amen. So the abundant life is a better life than you've ever dreamed of. Question, are you living the dream? And then it's a life that you should enjoy, not endure. But the abundant life is a life to the full. It overflows. You should enjoy the Christian life. Not that you won't have struggles, because I've already said we don't grow in a comfort zone. Okay? So he says, I came, you might have it and enjoy it. Look at this. And have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Wow. Does that describe my life, your life today, living in the overflow? Living where there's more than enough? That's God's will for all of us, even though we may not be there, but that's what we should be shooting for, aiming for, believing for, sowing for, working for, praising for, thanking for. Amen? There's many different definitions that were in the Bible that I got from my Bible dictionary on a abundant life, and I wrote some of them down. Abundant life, Zoe in the Greek, is a life that only comes from God. So this life we're talking about, the abundant life, a better life, this life only comes from God. In the Greek, it's Zoe, Z-O-E. And it means a life of freedom, fulfillment, and fruitfulness. Well, I want that. I want what Joyce Myers told me she had. She corrected me, and I said, yes, ma'am. And I never, ever again told her she was busy. I want you and I to have a life of freedom from habits, hurts, or past. You know, most people are either reliving their past or they're worrying about their future, and they're missing the day of opportunity. I want you to have a life. An abundant life is a life full of freedom, fulfillment, and fruitfulness. Does that describe your life today? If not, if it's what I said earlier, broken, beaten, busy, wounded, chaotic, crazy, things can change. If you'll be a doer of what I'm teaching this month, it can change. Your life can be a better life. Oh, I like that. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay in the past. You don't have to relive your past. You don't have to focus on the negative. You don't have to look at the hurt, the pain. Your life can change and you can have a better life. A life that is thriving. This is all Bible dictionary. A life that is thriving. How you doing? Well, I'm surviving, Pastor. Don't tell me that. Please don't tell me that. I'll lay hands on you quickly and pray. Well, I'm just heads above water, Pastor. I'm just a survivor. That means you've been in a wreck and you're beaten and you got bandages and broken bones and you're barely making. No, no, no. God wants us to thrive, not to survive. See, can't you feel this right now? It feels good to our spirit, but our religious head, some of us, we can't handle it. But these are Bible dictionary definitions of abundant. It's a life that's thriving. It's a life that's growing. So we talk about a better life. Here's what I found out. The people that have caused me the biggest problems in life aren't growing. How about you? The people who've caused me the biggest problems in life have lost their energy, have lost their drive, have lost their purpose, have lost their vision, have lost the dream. And remember, the abundant life is a life better than you've ever dreamed of. The people who caused me the most problems have idleness on their hands. They've lost sight of the future. They're negative, they're critical, they're unhappy, and they want to make everybody else unhappy. But people who are growing and thriving, man, they're exciting to be around. Amen. So an abundant life, or better life, abundant life, that's what Jesus came to give us. He was in heaven. He was the creator. But then man sinned, and so he had to leave heaven and join humanity. Jesus took on the form of a human being. And then he took on servanthood, like yesterday's serve day. And then he took on sacrifice. He died for you and for me so that we could have the life that only God could give, Zoe, abundant life. And that's a life that thrives, not survives. That's a life that's growing. Look at this now. Bible definition, a deep sense of purpose. An abundant life is somebody who's living a better life than they could ever dream of, and they go to Church on the Rock, and they found out God's purpose for their life. Because we lead people to a God and help them discover for their life. I'll be teaching the first class of our God is For You classes at 11 o'clock. If you haven't gone through it, join me for the fellowship at 11. And in those classes, we help people try to find God's purpose for their life. I'm just giving you the definition of abundant life. And then I'm challenging all of us and myself. Boy, I'm raising the bar, and I'm not going to stop now. I'm not going to fall short of all that God's promised to me. I'm not going to let anybody stand in my way. Didn't he tell Joshua, no one will be able to stand in your way all the days of your life. Go in and possess Canaan land. Right? Whoa. So the abundant life is a life that's better than you could ever dream. And I'm a big dreamer. And we have dream boards at Church on the Rock, right? Terry Savelle's coming in July again this year to Church on the Rock. Terry Savelle Foy, the dream board girl. Amen. We all got dream boards at Church on the Rock. You need to look at it every day. You need to have it every day. I remember years ago when our boys were small, Daniel like was in junior high, and I put a picture on the dashboard of our car of a Harley Davidson fat boy. And I kept that picture up there, and I told my boys, someday I'm going to have one of those. Someday I'm going to have one of those. It's going to be a tool to witness to that world, those people. Someday I'm going to have one of those. I kept looking at that every day. And you know, eventually God gave that to me. Eventually I got what I dreamed of because I had the right motive. I wanted to use it as a tool to lead those people to a God who's for them and help them discover his life, his purpose for their life. I remember Ralph years ago from Doc's Harley Davidson. Anybody heard of Doc's Harley Davidson? South St. Louis. The original owner, his name was Ralph. Used to go down there in the late 80s, mid 80s. And Ralph didn't go to church. But Ralph told me one day I was in there, and there were a lot of different unique people that would go through there at that time. One percenters, if you know what I'm talking about. And I remember one time I'm in there, and there were some one percenters that came in, and they were in the back getting their bikes worked on, and Ralph came out and said, how you doing, Reverend? I said, I'm doing good, Ralph. How you doing? He said, I've been watching you on television. What? He said, oh, yeah. He said, you're the only preacher. This is Ralph from Doc's Heart of Davidson. He's passed. He said, you're the only preacher I watch, but I watch you on television. You're doing pretty good, preacher. Keep it up, Reverend. Now, see, I couldn't ever reach him unless I had one, a motorcycle. So I'm telling you, do you have a dream board? Are you dreaming big? It's for the kingdom. It's to build the kingdom. It's the right motive. But a better life. Please don't settle for average. Don't settle for less than God's best. Don't be a normal Christian. Don't be an average Christian. This is not an average church. So it's a life that's thriving. Is your life thriving today, or are you just barely getting by? Head above water, depressed, suicidal. My heart goes out to you. We've all been there. We've all been there. But this is the place for you where everything can change and you can have a better life. You don't have to stay addicted. You don't have to stay wounded. You don't have to stay broken. You don't have to stay defeated. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay withdrawn. You don't have to live a lonely life. You can have a better life. Come on, let's give God a good hand clap offering today. A life that's thriving and growing and with a deep sense of purpose. That's an abundant life. Again, still, Bible dictionary, abundant life is wholeness. Wholeness. Spirit, soul, and body. Abundant life. See, some of you might just thought that abundance was just a financial prosperity. That's a part of it, but that's a very small part of it. Wholeness. That would be spirit, soul, and body. That would be emotionally, physically, spiritually whole. Where Kim and I went to college, the motto for our college in Southwestern University in Waxahachie, Texas, was the Bible for the whole man. That was the motto. The Bible for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. The word will work on your body. The word will work on your emotions. That's your soul. And the word will work on your spirit. It'll create wholeness. Wholeness, generosity, an abundant life is a generous life. And look at this, is one who's embracing opportunities. Here's what I know from being around some in our marketplace ministry and being around some of you that are very successful entrepreneurs. Here's what I know, that poor people focus on obstacles and rich people focus on opportunities. I'll say that again. Poor people focus on obstacles. Rich people focus on opportunities. So notice here that an abundant life is someone who has a whole life, whole spirit, soul, and body, and they're generous, and they're embracing opportunities. Wow. It means a life to the fullest. It means you want to get up in the morning. You want to get up in the morning. It means that you have a purpose throughout the day. You've got energy. You've got enthusiasm. You've got zeal. You've got the go get it. Wow. How do I experience an abundant life? I'm going to give you three ways today on how do I then, if this is what it is, I'm in. Pastor, I'm in. I want that. I'm in. How do I experience abundant life? Well, before I get into these three ways to experience it, let me just give you a story in the Bible, okay? We have the children of Israel. They're in Egypt. They're in bondage, right? We call that the land of lack, Egypt. The children of Israel, it's in the book of Exodus in your Bible, and the children of Israel are in Egypt and they're slaves. They're in bondage. Now, the Bible has types and shadows. That's a type of an unbeliever. That's a type of an unbeliever. And we call that the land of lack. And then we see that God raised up a leader called Moses, and Moses led them out to bring them in. He led them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land, a better life, a better life. Notice that God's got a better life for sinners, right? Egypt, lost people, the unsaved, those without God. Don't feel sorry for me for being a Christian because I got a better life and I want everybody to experience this better life, abundant life, a whole life, a complete life, an overflowing life. A life with purpose, a life to enjoy. Oh yeah, obstacles, but I'm focusing on the opportunities that are behind every one of them. So watch this now, this story. I think this gives the big idea, the big picture for the whole month. So God raises up a leader. Whenever God gets ready to do something, he raises up a leader, raises up leaders. And God raised up Moses, and Moses brought them out, but he was to bring them into the promised land. But we know that they settled for the wilderness. They settled for the wilderness because they were focusing on the giants instead of the promised land. They were focusing on the obstacles instead of the opportunities. Poor people focus on the obstacles. Rich people focus on opportunities. And these people, they got a type and shadow, went to the Red Sea, they got born again. And now they're in the wilderness. And didn't God supernaturally supply to them manna every day? Didn't he? And quail? And he supernaturally provided for them. And so now they had just enough for every day, didn't they? All their needs were met. Amen, somebody? Yeah. We call that the land of even. So God doesn't want us to stay in the land of lack, Egypt. You have to believe it's God's will for you to have a better life. You can't listen to religious people, hurt people, wounded people, backslidden Christians. You can't listen to them, sinners. You can't listen to them. And so it's God's will that you have the abundant life. It was God's will for them to go into the promised land. The promised land is a land overflowing with milk and honey. It's the overflow, the land of overflow. So God brought them out of sin and bondage and slavery of not enough. And he wanted to take them into a better life, the promised land, but they got stuck in the wilderness. So God says, I'm going to meet you where you're at. Did you know God does that? He meets you where you're at. He meets you where you're at. Yes, why you want to dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before? That's the abundant life. Say it with me. God has a better life for me. Amen. So they're in the wilderness, and God's meeting their needs. Now, this is how I grew up. I thank God for my heritage. I thank God for my background. I thank God for my parents. They're all in heaven. I thank God for them. But this is what I was taught. You live in the land of wilderness until Jesus comes back. Break it down, Pastor. God will meet your needs, but that's as far as God will go. Don't ask him for desires. Don't ask him for more. That's selfish. Don't do it. The land of even is enough for you. Stay in the wilderness. But there was something on the inside of me growing up. I just felt like that God had more in store for me. By the way, I'm David, and that means his beloved. I'm his beloved. Jerry Savelle used to say, I'm God's favorite. Amen. So you're God's favorite, okay? Now watch this now. They're in the land of even as the team comes out. They're in the land of even, wilderness. Now watch this. So the people with the wrong mindset had to pass away. The people with the wrong mindset had to pass away. And if you want the better life, you're going to have to disassociate from those with the wrong mindset. Love them. Pray for them, but don't go to Cracker Barrel with them. You with me? You're going to have to disassociate from those people with the wrong mindset. That generation had to die off. Now, what was happening to the new generation? Watch this now. They were learning who they were in Christ. They were learning who they were in Christ. They were learning how to walk with the word, manna, every day. Manna is a type of the word. They were to learn in the wilderness who they are in Christ, a new identity. They're no longer slaves. Do you remember the generation that came out that kept saying, we want to go back. We want to go back. We want to go back. That would be what we call backsliding. We want to go back or compromise or a carnal Christian. But that generation had to die off, those with the wrong mindset. Those are the wrong mindset. And the new generation, the young folk growing up, they were learning how and who they were in Christ. They were learning what God had promised them, and they were learning how to walk with the Word. So the old generation dies off. The new generation is ready to go in. Moses dies off. New leader, new generation. They're getting ready to go into the promised land. Amen. Canaan land. We call this the land of overflow. The land of overflow. Where does God want you? Not in the land of lack, barely getting by and struggling. Where does God want you? Not even religious folk in the land of even. God wants you in the land of overflow, the promised land, Canaan land. That's God's will for you. Say it with me. God's will for me is a better life. Oh, come on now. Let's give him praise, can we? Oh, give him a clap offering. Glory to God. Now watch this. We're going to close with this. We'll pick this up. But when they were going into the Canaan land, the promised land, and now we have Joshua, the new generation, and they found out their new identity. They're no longer slaves in Egypt. They're God's chosen. They're king's kids. They're in Christ, type and shadow. And so now Joshua's leading them in, and you know the first thing that he did when they crossed the River Jordan, they put up some stones there as a memorial. We're about to have communion, and communion is a memorial. They put these stones up as a memorial so that when they went into the land of overflow, they'd look back at those stones and it would always remind them God gave it to them. God was their source, that the credit goes to God. Keep the right motive for abundance, and more abundance will come. Keep the right motive for abundance, and abundance will come. And the second thing, you know what the second thing they did? That Joshua did? He had all the men, all the males circumcised. Circumcised. Now, what does that mean? Type and shadow. Removing of the flesh. Removing of the flesh. Removing of the flesh. Why? So they could learn to be led by the Spirit. Learn to be led by the Spirit. Circumcision, the removing of the flesh, so they could learn to be led by the Spirit. Until I learn to be led by the Spirit, I'll never have a better life. Until you should jump and shout over that. I hope you understand. If I led by my flesh will talk me out of, things aren't going to change. Things aren't going to get better. He'll never come back. She'll never come back. I'll never get rid of this. I'll never overcome that. I'll never have that. That's the flesh. You got to cut away the flesh. Wrong thinking, wrong relationships, wrong habits. You got to cut away the flesh. Some of us have got to unlearn religion. You got to cut away the flesh, circumcision, and learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit to walk into the land of overflow, which is a better life for you. I'm out of time. If you got something, give the Lord a thank you.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.